Dictation for Thomas, THOMAS, Bissell, B as in boy, ISSEL, October 774. Address as a letter to Cora, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, LIK, 842-1110. Dear Cora, follow up for Mr. Bissell, worsening proteinuria, now nephrotic range, preserved kidney function, being followed actively, rheumatology, University of Michigan, Dr. Marder, M-A-R-D-E-R, has also seen neuromuscular specialists at university, presently on Rituxan every 6 months. Back on the CellCept, remains on Plaquenil. Presently prednisone 15 milligrams. Has weakness, upper lower extremities, proximal but also distal. A prior rash on his back, according to Dr. Marder, compatible with skin lupus, has resolved. Diabetes numbers above 8. Blood pressure running high. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, no chest pain palpitation, no major dyspnea, orthopnea, or PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. For blood pressure, Toprol, Lisinopril, Lasix, Norvasc, Aldactone. Prior chlorthalidone was placed on hold because of the Lasix. As indicated before, he is on prednisone, Plaquenil, Rituxan, R-Y-T-U-X-A-N, and CellCept. Also just started on Mounjaro. He takes no statins because of his muscular condition. Also takes no triglyceride treatment. Present blood pressure 149/102. Weight 285. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No pericardial rap. Obesity of the abdomen. No tenderness. Moderate edema. No ulcers. No focal deficits. A 24-hour urine collection, presently 3 grams, previously 4 grams in 24 hours. Mild anemia, 12.9, a normal white blood cell platelets, normal kidney function, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, patient being treated for polymyositis, weakness, and abnormal serology, per my discussion with Dr. Marder, we are going to proceed to do a renal biopsy. As his proteinuria now is in the nephrotic range. He is on full immunosuppressants with CellCept, Rituxan, and prednisone. Medications are being adjusted through University of Michigan. Blood pressure probably exacerbated by the steroids, but poorly controlled. We are planning to go back to chlorthalidone and increase the dose of Aldactone to 50 milligrams. A prior biopsy, which was back in February 2020, that's almost 5 years ago, there was focal segmental as well as global glomerulosclerosis, moderate to severe with large glomerular size, as well as moderate interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy, and moderate arteriolosclerosis. In that opportunity, there were no active immune deposits. In the differential diagnosis, hyperfiltration injury, as well as worsening FSGS, secondary type, reason for the biopsy, as his immunosuppressants might need to be more for the purpose of his polymyositis and probably not necessarily for active glomerulonephritis. He is willing to proceed. He wants University of Michigan to do it. We are making all the appropriate coordination for that to happen. End of dictation.